without wrath and doubting, in like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair and or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Hold there for a moment, because I don't want to get too deeply into the women before we, cover these prior verses. Paul was ordained a preacher to what? Whereunto? Unto the knowledge of the truth, to the gospel. You know, to bring all men to the knowledge of the truth and to salvation. Which is in the person of Jesus Christ. And he's saying, an apostle, he was ordained, a preacher, he speak the truth in Christ, and I don't lie. You know, that's a rhetorical device. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. You know, verity being truth in actualness, you know. He's credentialing himself. And he's saying, therefore, I will that everyone pray, lifting up holy hands. So people lift up their hands, you know? Lift up their hands to God. There's nothing, the people who raise up their hands be not law, you know, it's a law now. You know, let it be by the Spirit. As the Spirit will teach men to do and fulfill all righteousness without wrath and doubting. Doubting is debate or discussion. Ultimately, among men of faith, there's very little discussion of, as far as like, you know, it's fellowship in the things of Christ and discussing in a good sense, but he means in the sense of like all these, you know, argumentations and disagreements and so on and so forth. It's like, if we are all on the same faith, we're going to have all the same mind. And preach the same things and have the same doctrine and be profiting in the same word. Not, having all kinds of disputings and doubtings. That comes from the carnal nature and comes from not having the truth. So in like manner, because this is the truth in Christ, what's coming out. The women are to adorn themselves. To adorn is to put in proper order or to decorate. In modest apparel. Which is, it means becoming or orderly. It's cosmos. Which where we get cosmo. It means the world as ordered is cosmos. But cosmos, to adorn is cosmeo. And orderly and modest is cosmos. Okay? Cosmeo, cosmeos. Adorn in adornly apparel. But he goes, if there's any question what that means, because obviously that's sort of like, well, because here's the thing. So there's a point about neglecting the body. I was reading that in Colossians last time and so forth. And we want to be humble and show forth humility, right? But there's nothing, women and men, put themselves in order. You know, they dress themselves. There's nothing wrong with putting your... You know, Paul said, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, you know. So you can be doing a very high religious thing. But you still put yourself in order. Not that that's a commandment either. I'm not a very orderly person as far as an appearance. I mean, I didn't comb my hair today. I sit around and stain... You know, I have a drawer full of white t-shirts that I live in almost all the time. I go out in public, though, I do put on, usually, you know, better-looking clothes. You know, to me, a pair of dirty jeans is a step up from the dirty pair of sweatpants I wear around the house. Anyways, but there's nothing wrong with putting yourself in order. Women have hair. They should, they want to comb it out, straighten it out. They don't want to look necessarily... Because that can be vanity too, you know, voluntary humility. You can be like, I'm going to let myself go, you know, and appear like a prophet, you know, or a prophetess. So, but the women have a nature, they want to adorn themselves. Men too, okay? And he says, with shamefacedness. But the adornment is more of a problem with women, actually. Because the appearance of the woman has a different effect on men, for one. But I always say, women don't clothe themselves modestly because of the sins of men. Because, oh, men might lust after them. I think that's a fault. Men should, because men have to walk in the world where women are dressed immodestly all the time. So why is it only in church that they, you know, need to be protected? If that was the case, then men would have to go around with dark glasses on and be led about the hand by a woman. I mean, personally, that's what I would, that's basically what that would mean. Shamefacing means bashfulness towards men, modesty, or towards God, awe. Eidos. Now we come to the idea. With modesty. And sobriety. You know, soberness of mind. Or soundness of mind. Can mean sanity or self-control. See, the modest apparel of a woman is not about keeping men from sinning. It's about keeping women from sinning. Because to dress oneself with modesty. What is the opposite of modesty? Pride. What is sobriety? Lack of self-control, you know? They got their, everything hanging out, so to speak, you know? Tight pants, tight shirts. It's all just manifesting lack of humility and modesty. It's manifesting no self-control. You just got to show me your goods. You know, and men can do this too. You know, I come in, if I had something worth looking at, you know, come in all with a tight shirt on to show off my muscles, you know. And when a man does it, it's kind of, when people look at him like, you know, Mr. Muscle Shirt Guy. And women don't, you know, it's kind of funny when a man does it because women get looked at by men. And there's a certain like, oh, the man's the problem. But when a man does it, you look at him and you think, it's kind of vain, right? And you see the man as being sort of like vain and, what's the other word for that? You know, being, kind of stuck on himself, so to speak, you know, filled with vanity and pride, right? Women are the same way, except they get away with it because men like it. And see, not with broidered hair. It doesn't mean it's wrong to,